We had spent a lot of time on the opening movement of the Gemara. There's a lot going on. And then we showed in this discussion Yechna and Yisur. But let's back up a little bit and let's see some of the flow of the Gemara. And then we'll begin to explore specific angles here. Again, the Gemara said that Bob Bez of the top Bez of Bez, the logical opening question in response to Din Drabanan is my time. The logical opening question is, but if the Din Daraisa, your logical opening question is, what's the Makar and Chamish? The Din Drabanan, your logical opening question is, what's the source in the sense of Nipnei Ma Gazer? What was the concern that prompted Chazal to institute the Din Drabanan? But Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta, the Gemara asks us a question. Rabba says, Ein Bekim Lashma. Rabba says, Ein Eidim Metsuyim Lakaimu. Then, after an initial list of nafkaminas, the Gemara begins to ask questions. On Beis Rabbeis, the Gemara asks against Rabba. On the top of the Gemara, the Gemara asks the same question against Rabba. We've been looking at Beis on the Beis. Which is the Rabba Dabla Fisha Ein Bekim Lashma, Levi Trey. According to Rabba, that their concern is that maybe they get a Shlo Shema, therefore I need to find Nefer Nechta to certify that in fact this get is Kash, and this get is Lashma. And the get was written L'Shem Krisus, and specifically L'Shem this husband and L'Shem this wife. So then, if that's a concern, by trade, you should need two people to report. It should not be sufficient to have one. Just like Eidos throughout Halacha, you always require two Eidim. Pasuk by Misa, Pasuk by Mammon. What's the point? What's gained by having a single Shaliach come and tell me that it was written in Lashma? What's gained? And it posts the points on Dimar Rav, and Dimar Masal Hai, this isn't literally a Bidi Evet situation. This isn't like a post facto, something happened and now we're trying to scrounge around and see, you know, what sort of A's do we have. In Yevamos, speaking of the Tenferik, the Zayin Peches Peches Tzadi, where we were beginning of the year, in the world of Akira Zavim HaTorah, where we've been last week, in terms of the Ein Echad. So there, it's a post facto situation. Nebuch, a husband, passed away, and now we're trying to see what evidence do we have, how many witnesses do we have to the husband's patira. So we don't get to decide those situations. The husband passes away, whenever, wherever it happened, we need to deal with the aftermath. So maybe there were two Eidim there, maybe there were ten, maybe there was one. But at Tosfos points out, you must say, hi, and give it all. Here, this is a lechatchila. I mean, here we're talking about how should we craft the situation. A husband comes to Beis and says he wants to send a get to his wife, who is at a distance. So what are we going to tell him? Are we going to tell him, find one shaliach? Or maybe we should tell him, you want to send a get from Beis and say, yeah, we could have said, we're going to tell him, you better find a pair of shluchim. But that's what's driving the Gemara's question. We buy a tray. If we're designing a Din Drabanan, we're designing protocols for how to transport a get from Medinas Hayam, so why were we satisfied with just saying, one person will bring it, but he'll say this? Why didn't we insist two people should bring it? That was the kasha of the Bayitrei, as Tosis on Gimel Rav Dimas Sohai explained. Rosy Ward's initial answer, how come one is enough? The answer is, well, what is open enough? Ein echad neman v'isur. So we spent a lot of time on that line. But the Gemara is going to reject it. Why? And the Gemara is going to replace it with something else. Let's see the next couple of lines. How the Gemara attacks ein echad neman v'isur and the replacement, second solution that the Gemara gives. Right, it says, Eimar darmina ein echad neman v'isur. When do I say ein echad neman v'isur? That is a true principle. That, as we saw, that appears elsewhere in Shas. But the Gemara says, but that's not relevant here. That applies to Don Khatib or Safich Okhalim, Safich Oshuman. I have a piece of meat. I don't know whether the fat with which it's marbled is kosher fat or not kosher fat. I don't know whether it's Shuman or it's Chalim. Maybe this is Mutt to eat, or maybe it's in the Sukkaris. I don't know. So then Eidachar is Neman. Why? The law is Chazik Isur. There there's no Cheskas Isur. Avalacha, there's Chazik Isur. Here it is a Chazik Isur, the Eishas Ish. Here it is a Cheskas Isur. What is her? Eishas Ish. We know the woman was married. There, we have no idea. Maybe this piece, this item was always kosher. But here we know this woman was previously married. We know that independently. Not Pesha Asa Pesha Hidr. We know it without her say-so that she was previously married. Now if that comes with a get, which may or may not eliminate her status as being married. If it's a valid get that's written in Shema, so then it's a valid instrument that can render her a single woman. If it was not written in Shema, then it is not a valid instrument, and it cannot. It is not a tool that can change her status from Eishas Ish to Panuya. So here this is Chazik Yisura. We know she's been an Eishas Ish. Havi Davar Sheva'erva. It's a Davar Sheva'erva. And Davar Sheva'erva comes to Mishayim. We know the rule is that Davar Sheva'erva does require to aid, as they tell you, the Mesorah Shashar sends you to the Gemara Yibamot Peches and the Gemara Kiddushin Samach Vav. That's in the context of two Eidim for Kiddushin. We call it two Eidim. Why? Because that's true. Davar Sheva'erva requires two Eidim. Why do we call it Davar? Why do we call it Davar Sheva'erva? Call it Erva. We call it Davar Sheva'nisa. We don't say Eidach Neman Al Davar Sheva'isurim. It would make sense. An item in the world of this, sir. We don't say that. Why do we say Davar Sheva'erva? So Rashi explains. Davar Sheva'erva, Ein Davar Sheva'erva, Roi La'ati, Ro, the Papa's Mishnai. It's inappropriate to be matir in Yisra Arayos with less than two Eidim. Why? Why do we call it Davar? The Yalev Davar, Davar Mimama. The Siv, Hacha, Kimatzaba, Erva's Davar, that we saw a couple weeks ago in the parish of Bim Bikidushin, in Kiseitzeh. The Siv Hassan, earlier from Mishnevar, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Yakum Davar. Where is this Rasha from? Rashi says, Masech HaSota, Gimel Amid Bet. Okay, so the Torah in one place tells me that Misa, and by extension Malchus, requires two Eidim. Onshev Guf requires two Eidim. Elsewhere the Torah tells me Mamon, meaning Mamon, requires two Eidim. Now we don't make it Zer Shabbat from, I believe, the passage by Mamon, Davar Shur Mamon to Davar Shaber. Davar Shaber also requires two Eidim. The Gemara says it's true that Eidachan and Misurin, but that's irrelevant here. This is not a situation where Eidachan is sufficient. And that was the Gemara's question. To begin with, Yibayitrei. We know that the part of Halacha suffices with one Eid, but part of Halacha requires two, and we are in the two Eidim territory. The Gemara says, we're back to square one. The Gemara does not seem to catch up answer number one. The Gemara says, the answer is, Rove, let's see a little few more lines, but we'll come back to think about the question. Rove Bikinin, Gemara says, the real answer is that even in Medinas Hayam, most people are Baki in the din of Lishma. Rashi says, Ein Lachashta. So really, you should not be concerned. Well, if we're really not concerned, why are we concerned? The Gemara goes on to say, even Reb Meir will have to come back. It's a Chayish of Yutah. Reb Meir will explore further on the power, the concept of Rov. And there is a Machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim about how much can we rely on Rov, in what cases, in what situation we're willing to rely on Rov. So even Reb Meir has higher standards for what sort of Rov he accepts. Stam Safri, Didaini, Migmer, Gemiri. Your typical Sofri Hadayanim, not just a random Jew who picks up a pen and paper or picks up a laptop or a phone to write or type something. Writing a get is going to be done by an official scribe, someone who works with the Beis Din. Stam Safra Didaini, Nigmar Gemiri. Your default, the default is that the Sofri Hadayanim, Nigmar Gemiri, he knows the Din well. He knows. Rashi says, the get Isha boy Lishma. The get Isha boy Lishma. Tosis explains, we'll come back, we'll be ready to answer Rove. So now you come to answer Rove.
You may tell me to rove. Tell me to rove biki. Ah, your mayor doesn't like rove. Well, rove sofer dayanim or make me agree. You ready? Carry that. So Tosus explains, we can come back to this later on. The Tosus point that the teeny tiny Tosus, the shortest Tosus on this Amid, and there's a lot of competition for that, or maybe the second shortest Tosus on the Amid. Yirah Maslow Stam. He explains, Hadi kmo mi'utu de mi'utu, bil chashina pil remeir. Either a mayor who doesn't accept, you know, a 51% rove, but he agrees that if it's an incredibly strong, numerically strong rove, or not a miyut, but the miyut against it is a miyut de miyut, a teeny tiny miyut. He said, this is not, that was the point, that was the motion of the Gemara. Number one, most people, even if it's a yam, know the difference. And Ira Meir says most is not good enough. No, but this is an overwhelming most. This isn't just, well, 70% of people know the din of Lashma. 70% of random Jews know the din of Lashma in the Medina Zayyan. But in terms of the Sofri HaDayanim, who are the ones who are writing Gittin, 99% of the Sofri HaDayanim, even in the Medina Zayyan, know the din of Lashma. It says that that's a super strong rule, so strong, even Rabbi Meir would accept it. So, with all these twists and turns, so far, we have a kasha. Why is it that the takana is to have one person say, what does that accomplish if the concern is Lishma? First of all, I thought it works because Eidach and Abisurim said, no, it can't be. Because of a kasha that we'll come back to in a moment. But let's just see a little more of the shock of the fire. Then everyone says, oh, what's the real answer? The real answer is it's not based on Eidach and Abisurim, it's based on Rov. By the way, that's what we saw in Tosfos. And what we discussed just the other day, that why is the Isha and Menace and the Kashas of her home, is it because they have men Bisurin, or is it because of Ro? So in similar, not the same, but in similar fashion, they go here and also, you have, is it that we really rely on the word of the Shaliach, or is it the situation itself, just given the facts of the situation, without anyone saying anything, the overwhelming Rove is that a get, which a looks like it was written properly. It looks like it was not a handwritten job, pitched off by someone. This looks like this came from a base. Then it looks came to someone who seems qualified. So it's more like Roman Sunni's Lashita Lumkunain, Stam Safri the Dining Migrant. The overwhelming chance, overwhelming probability, this was and is Lashma. So then what's the concern at all? If there's such a strong rogue, then what do you need that? But first we said based on an effort, so I need the shliach to be the edecha. But if you tell me I don't even need the shliach, edecha sort of doesn't help, but it's insufficient, it's also unnecessary, because just the get kishel la'atzmo already indicates that it's fine, so why do you have a takana? I said, well, rabbanu hu da'atzro. It's the chachamim who demands more. In other words, min ha-Torah, there's no concern. Min ha-Torah, you really can rely on the rov. This is a very strong rov. You may get kind of from Yisrael, it's not as good as get kind of from Eretz Yisrael, just to make up numbers as approximations. Now, a get from within Eretz Yisrael, 99.99% of the time was done Lishma. A get kind of from Yisrael, 99% of the time was done Lishma. There's a 1% chance that it would done Shlom Lishma. More than Eretz Yisrael. But still, in HaTorah, I could rely on that rove without hesitation. And therefore, the whole concern is only the Drabbanim. Chazal said that then you have every once in a while. There are many takanas Drabbanim, which are in different areas of Allah, which are built like this. You have a Safed, which means HaTorah is satisfied with a rove. But Chazal said we want the Drabbanim bringing the stocking for that meal. What's a common example of that in the world of Mitzvos HaTzuyos Ba'aretz? There's a whole Masechta named for Dindrabanan, which is addressing a suffix, addressing a mean. Demai. Demai? Demai. Yes? Okay. Demai, right? Chazal made a Dindrabanan that if you buy fruits and vegetables, or grains, bread, whatever, from an Am Ha'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, the Kufas HaKanan, there were people who were chaverim, either Tanya Chachamim or perhaps not Shkei Tanya Chachamim, but were certified as being very observant. They were very careful about Tumah and Tahara. And there were many Jews who were somewhat observant, but not medakdek kahalach. And they were called Amei Haaretz. Not so much because of their lack of knowledge, as much as because of their lack of devotion. So they kept halacha, more or less. That has been true throughout the generations. That there are Jews who are more medakdek and Jews who are less medakdek. So the Tekuvas Chazal is a kind of Rabbanan. It was like a formal categorization of Chaver and Amei Haaretz. And it did Rabbanan that Chaver could not, if a Chaver bought fruits and vegetables from an Amei Haaretz, you had to assume he Rabbanan that maybe he didn't take up Jerusalem and Maestros, or didn't take the Maestros. You have to retake the Maestros somehow. When you buy pears from an Amei Haaretz, it's not Tevel. I don't know for sure that they didn't have Jerusalem and Maestros taken off. But Midrabana is demai. Da mai. What is this? Zema. Demai. So Midrabana, you got to take off Maestros again. And the Tanam explained. Minat Torah, Rova, Amei Haaretz, Maaser. Most, even the Amei Haaretz, most of them take Maestros. So Minat Torah, I can rely on the robe. But Midrabana, Chazal said, the me is significant enough that Midrabana, we don't want to rely on the robe. We want to do a second partial hafrash. So you find cases. Like this, so this is an example. Gemara says, and that's what the fine napkin is as well. It's a kind of abundant to address a suffix, but really to address a meal. This is a suffix which Minat Torah I'm not worried about, because Minat Torah had the adequate rove to solve it. But everyone said, well, that's what I will say. We're going to make a takana to even address the meal. And the, okay, so that's very nice. And has an answer, like, has an answer the question. The Gemara says, since the whole thing to begin with, the whole takana is a dindra abana. And by the way, Rashi explains why, if it's already a robe, why the choshen to be it. So Rashi points out that this takes us back to a post that we had looked at some time ago. Abanu dat tzrichu, the last Rashi of Beis Mabeis, Abanu demands that Lebecha Shal Milsa, you should be concerned about this. Why? You might find something that was already, maybe a husband found a pre-written get. Maybe he found that some other husband had commissioned the writing of a get for his wife, and then Nimlach Miladarish, and that first husband changed his mind. They were able to repair the relationship, or Hashem, no need for the gift, so he threw the garment. And now this second fellow finds this as well. That's my name, that's her name. And I was on my way to the sofer to pay him to write a get. I'll save some money, I'll take this. And that's Shalom Lishma. It was written L'shem Krisus, but not L'shem this Baal and this Isha. And why did Rashi give me that case? Because Stam Safra Dedaini Digmar Gemiri is a statement about whom? About the sofer who write again. As we saw when we were dealing with the general question in Biki and Lishma, so Tosin pointed out, another Shona pointed out, and there are two different scenarios of Shalom Lishma. Either the writing of it was Shalom Lishma, or it was written properly, but it now it's being repurposed for a different husband. Nafkamina is the first one's controlled by the sofer, the second one is not. That's what Rashi is explaining, that it's really a blend of both concerns. So the Minat Torah, where once you knock out the concern of being written Shlom Shema, so that already, Minat Torah, that's enough. The Rabbani said, even though it's a very small meal, you should be choshesh for the concern of maybe the husband found it and sent it Shlom Shema. Most Stam people, we said, even in Medina Sayyam, we raise it, most Stam people know about the din of Lishma. Okay, maybe it's husband from the meal. And maybe, there's also, was already someone else in the town with the same name as she's saying, and the guy wrote it again, and the guy tossed it. That's a lot of maybes. So this is a relatively rare scenario. The Chazal said, we're going to make a din drop on it. Are making a dindra abana. Minha Torah, how many aidim do you need? Zero. Because Minha Torah, I rely on the robe. When the get comes, we can rely on the robes, situational robes. I can rely on my statistical analysis that this get appears to have been written in Shema. So the whole need to ask any further questions with Rabbanan. So that's because we saw the fact, Heim Amru. They said, so they said, now the Chazal created the whole Chumrah to begin with, they have the right to write the rule. So when they talk about any agent, Chazal come along and say, well, we're going to ask some questions, we are going to demand some certification. So Mishumay Dunah, Kilu Barabara. So Chazal decided to be medical that it's enough. We're going to ask some questions, but we will be satisfied with 1/8. In order not to make it too difficult, if a woman needs her get, in a situation where sadly, tragically, it makes sense for them to end their marriage, so in those situations, we would want the giving of the technical pieces of the giving of the get to be as smooth and easy and available as possible. That's the concern we should do. We don't want a woman to be stuck in a situation where, you know, practically speaking, she has no marriage, but halachically speaking, she's stuck because we couldn't work out the giving of the get. So in a situation where, sadly, the marriage is going to end, we want the technical piece to be as smooth as possible. That's what Chazal said. We're going to ask for v'nefaynachtam, but it's enough to have what? Lehevne l'shneh. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has more to say about this afterwards. There's another Kash and Peretz before it moves then to Rava, where there's a parallel conversation. Kim Ashtar. So they're also, why do you need two? And more or less the same Shach Vitari unfolds. So the core Shach Vitari again here is these lines. If there is a concern, you should need two. Acts number one, Yechon and Bisurin. We reject that. And then we say, no, it's not Yechon and Bisurin. It's based on the robe. So if it's a robe, option two. So then, when you need anything, answers, well, the Torah, the robe is enough. Chazal said, we want you to be concerned with the meat. But when we said be concerned with the meat, as with Demai, the Hafrasha of Demai has many pools built into it that the Hafrasha, in case of real Tevel, does not have. See here too. Is he might do a little bit to solve the problem. We are not asking for 2 eggs. 1 egg is enough. But there is more to say about the parrot. Maybe we'll look at that at some other time. This discussion about the terrorism with Reb Meir Chai Shlomiyutza raises a lot of interesting things about Rov. We want to focus on now is the Kasha. The Gemara had knocked down, we spent time the last couple of days developing the first answer, how does the Gemara reject it? And now we can stop the question if they're German.
Okay.
Nope.
Is it germane to the... We're refocusing on the Gemara's Kasha against the animal too. Because later on, we'll make some guys want to sketch out sort of the sense, context of flow of Gemara, and we'll get to Chai Shemiyuta Brunetta later on. The next Mara Mekamah Brunetta will take us through until the middle of Gimel of Alpha. And we'll deal with sort of the end, Chai Shemiyuta, the end, and then that also takes us to the repeat all the way up to most of the way down Gimel of Alpha. But for now that we have some context, let's focus on the Kasha. We reject the Eidech and Abisur is the most obvious answer. This is a rule, a principle in Halakha. Again, Rashi, Taisi, whatever you think the Makar is, but it's certainly true, Eidech and Abisur, and that's not only true, but it's a principle, Daraisa, that has very, very, very broad application. As you saw in the last couple of days, we rely on Eidech and Abisur multiple times every single day, every time you put food in your mouth. You rely on that and on A to B, A to B, A to B, A, unless you milk the cow. Unless you're the fisherman who fished the fish, or at least who skinned the fish, you don't know directly that fish is kosher species. You're relying on someone telling you, or someone told someone who told someone who told you. A to B, A to B, A to B, is all that surrounds us. So what's not to like? Well, the Gemara is attack. The Gemara is attack, now it's zero in a bit. Amar Damri Eidechon and Bisurin, said the Gemara, Nacha Barayim, Inuveni, inside. Amar Damri Eidechon and Bisurin, when do we, it's true that Eidechon and Bisurin, no one's rejecting the concept, but we are qualifying it, we are limiting it. When do we say Eidechon and Bisurin, Kikon Chatilu Shafi 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 Shaf
the classic example, they have an Isurin, they have a piece of meat, I don't know if it's chayil or brishu. There's no cheskas isur. Okay, no cheskas isur, we believe in an echem. We believe in an echem. Hacha, chazik isurin, the eshes ish, there's a cheskas isur. She has been an eshes ish. And Rashi adds on, and it's not biyado. This is where the Rashi is. We're seeing it again. This is what he says. He says, it's not biyado. It's not biyado because the shaliach is not the husband. So if it was the husband himself showing up in the debt, so he could commission the Ryan of a fresh debt right now. But ain't of the Megarish Eishes Chaver. Reuven cannot divorce Shimon's wife. Reuven could be authorized by Shimon to be a shaliach. But we don't even know that he's a shliach. We don't know anything for sure. And anyhow, forget about that. Even though he is a shliach, he was a shliach to bring this get. He wasn't a shliach to commission the writing of a new get. As those who have already ventured deeper into Gittin, you've seen, it's one thing the husband to say, sovu, another thing the husband to say, tenu. Those are two separate statements. Write the get, give the get. This fellow is a shliach of halacha, he was not authorized to write anything. It's not biyado. And this is chazik yisurah. Gevalt. That's the problem. Havidavashe ve'erva, tidavashe ve'erva, tidavashe ve'erva, probably tishnayim. Davashe ve'erva always requires two able. Davashe ve'erva always requires two able. And the answer to that is not to patch up. Somehow, no, it really is a definite yisurah. The answer instead is to say in a chanami. This is talking not. We are out of the program of the Sur. There's some other answer. This all rove, mitzvah. When all the dust settles, the answer is not a definite yisurim. A definite yisurim was option number one, and that has been thoroughly, soundly rejected. The ultimate answer is answer number two. This was a tiyufta. A couple of problems. The first thing that might strike you, before you even dig into the details of the Shaka Vakaria, what you should ask, any aspiring Lavan should ask himself, whenever there's a Havmin and Maskana, you're always going to ask yourself, well, what changed from the Havmin and Maskana? Well, to put that a little more precisely, there was a Havamina, if it was a reasonable Havamina, now the Ritzvah and others write, some Havaminas aren't serious Havaminas, sometimes they're just a rhetorical question, often a kasha, that was just a rhetorical question to set up with teretz. But this sounds like this was a teretz that was rejected. It sounds like this was a serious object. You had a teretz, and they said, no, pound, okay, we'll give a different teretz instead. So the teretz was based, to be a little more precise about what we mean by what changed from the havdi to maskana, what's the motion from havdi to maskana, to say it a little more precisely, he said like this. The Havdina was based on several assumptions. And if you're sitting on a chair with four legs, most of you are, so if I cut away one of the four legs, what would happen to you? Hit the ground. We don't say, oh, Rubu Kukulo, I still have three of the four legs. No. All four legs are critical. All four legs are ma'akev. And if any one of the four legs is cut away, the chair falls. So that's true physically for four-legged chairs. And that mashal has many nafkaminas, but for now, you can think about it as a mashal for thinking about a conceptual idea. I had a havmina, it was built on a couple of legs, it was built on a couple of pillars, it was built on a couple, there were several assumptions they had to make in order to have that havmina. So what changes usually from a havmina askana is one or more of those assumptions is rejected. And I want to know, when I say what changed from havmina askana, what I'm trying to get at is what underlying assumption of the Havamina was rejected, changed from Havamina to Maskana. So the Chalal, you wonder, as the Gemara starts by thinking that Get, the Lashma of the Get was Isra Hefter, we end by saying, no, you need to wait. And, you know, you've heard of Damar Sheva Erva before. That's why I've been presenting to you, I have not been hiding here. I've been saying throughout that there are three or four major areas of halacha that require two of them, and we usually refer to the rest as isurim. Right? You have Misa and Malchus require two Edim, Mother requires two Edim, Dabar Shemar requires two Edim, and everything else we call this of a Heter, and that's must speak with one Edim. So, a get seems like classic Dabar Shemar. As a matter of fact, where does the term Rashi had said that Dabar Dabar Imamon? The whole idea that ever requires to read the list of Zer Shava from Mammon to where? Where is that pasuk? He must have about Ever's Dover, it's about Nisinas Haget. So the original Dover Shava ever requiring to read is this, is Haget. So it should not come as an incredible surprise that Haget requires to read it. You gotta wonder, originally we thought somehow this was not Davar Shever, this is Isser Veheter, and we say, no, it's Davar Shever. You gotta understand, Bechalal. What happened was that it happened in Yisur, and Maskara was, it's not. What changed? What changed? You can break this question down a little more, or you could either break the question down into three parts, or just add three additional questions. There's a question that the Rishonim are raising, either implicitly or explicitly here. Tosis implies it. The Rajba says it's Mefarish. Other Rishonim say it's Mefarish. A very glaring question in thinking about this kasha. This is not Chaticha Safesh Shalchei Safesh Shalshuvan, because here it's Chazak Yisura. Davar Shabarva. What's the problem with that question? That those are that's too much firepower. Either one is enough of a reason to require two Eid. Even Eid Echad, even by Isser Veheter, it's not that you need two Eid if it's Kenegan Chezkas Isser. That's what we've been talking about for the last couple of days. And then Davar Shabarva is a reason. It's not Isser Veheter at all. Forget about Chazaka. Davar Shabarva requires to it. So the Gemara seems to have sort of smushed two questions into one. Almost as though I said, why are you why are you wearing that sweatshirt? It has a hole, it's 80 degrees in here. The sweatshirt has a hole, it's 80 degrees in here. Huh? Why are you wearing that sweatshirt? The sweatshirt has a hole, it's 80 degrees in here. So, something's wrong about my diction. I could have said, why are you wearing that sweatshirt has a hole in it? That's a great question. Or I could have said, why are you wearing that sweatshirt, it's 80 degrees in here? Which is actually a very good question because some parts of the room it does feel like it's 80 degrees in here, and their guys wearing sweatshirts. But leaving that aside, either of those is a good question. But why would I fuse those into, why are you wearing that sweatshirt? It has a hole in it, it's 80 degrees in here. It's sort of like a strange fusion of two different questions into one. Which is your question? Is your question that sweatshirt has a hole? Your question is that it's too hot in the room? Which is the question? Which either one would have been a good question. Why are you mushing them into what? That sounds like almost as though we're saying, well, it sounds almost as though we're saying, well, since your sweatshirt has a hole, it's 80 degrees in here. That definitely doesn't make any sense. That's what the Gemara said. Read the words. When do we say that the name is Surin? Chatibus of the Chetzab, Shoshuman, the lost Chazik is over there. That classic case is no Cheskasis. Yeah! But Hachadis, Chazik is Surin, here, where there is a Cheskasis, or Vashasish, she has, we know that in the past she has been married. Havi Davar Shevereva, it is a Davar Shevereva, made Davar Shevereva, Pavas Mishnah. But that's not a sensible statement. Not a sensible statement. So, the Masoros HaShas said to point out that there were Rishonim who had a different Girsa. One letter makes a difference. The Masoros HaShas said to you, Girsa Haran, the Havi, Davar Shabarov. Does that help you? Maybe. Maybe. Because then maybe it's two different questions.
And who makes that? There's a predecessor to the Ran, one of his Rabbeim. The Rajma already says, and some other Chachmei Torah also say, we're asking two different questions. Two different questions. Either one is a good question. Okay.
So we come across that often. Right?
I say, how can you say that? Two reasons why you're wrong. Again, like I said, if I said, why are you wearing that coat? Number one, it has a hole in it. Why are you wearing that coat? Number two, it's 80 degrees in here. Why are you wearing a coat with or without a hole? That's two separate kashrus. That's a little better. As you saw, the opening line, the Rajba, he gets into more complexity later. But saying the opening line, he says, Chada va'od ka'ama. One plus. And one. This is the halachim. And one. Add one kasha, chada, number one. Va'od, in another kasha. Chada, this is the problem. Kaloma, what I mean to say is that, va'od havle davar shev erba. You know, his gear says, havi davar shev erba. Yeah, but, okay, so it says the language is a little awkward, but that's what we're trying to say. You look at Tosfos, Avi Davar Shev Erba, he appears to be bothered by the same problem. He's not as explicit about it as the Rashba. He says, why did he mention Davar? He also seems to take a different route. So why did he mention Davar Shev Erba? Because the Chazik Yisura alone might not be such a gewaltig attention. I did not have a Darush Sheva Erva, the reader, and he said, Don Pierre, Re Balatosis, nephew of the Rebbe Tam. He said, oh, because if you look at back at the Gemara we've been talking about, you got the Pechaz, by Shari Yisura, it's not Darush Sheva Erva, by Teva, Heptish, Konamos, Konam is a Nether, Mesapkalam, the Hemenachil is Chazik Yisura, Lafiyado, Olof. We have been assuming all the way through that Eid Echad is only Nemen against Cheskes Yisur if it's Biyato. But he told me to me, he said, look, if you look at the Gemara and the Bamas, it's an open question. That's how we pass it. The Gemara had a Havim in other words. As a matter of fact, as I think I mentioned that, some Rishonim even think that the Maskan is open. Okay. So he's saying, this Chazik Yisur alone is not, it might be a good Kasha. The better Kasha is Davar Shev Erev. Okay. And maybe with the Vav, without the Vav, maybe that helps a little bit. Add the Vav, it sounds more like two separate kashas. And you look in the Beis HaLevi, the Chelev Beis, Sibyl Amazayim, near the beginning, the first, the column or two, he lines up a lot of the places and Hashbar, and Kibbeh discusses as he gives you a rundown. Different ways of trying to make sense of it. But the Tiferes Yaakov points out, but when all the dust settles, it's a difficult read. Again, the Rajba himself is sensitive to the fact that this is a difficult read. What word did the Rajba use to indicate that this is a difficult read in the language of the Gemara? Kish, Loma. What this means to say is, whenever a Rishon, I think, I'm not sure, you find most often Rashi Mitzvah, could be wrong, but here the Rajba is using it. Whenever you see the word kilomar, that's a red flag. Waving red flags. Kilomar means, just like Yibayla who introduces a Shaila B'Lashon HaGemara, kilomar B'Lashon Rishon always introduces a non-literal interpretation of the language of Kazakh. What this means to say is, meaning, it didn't sound like that, but obviously what he actually means to say is X. Okay, that's always a little bit dumb, but sometimes you look in there. You know, that must be what they meant. They said it somewhat awkwardly. But again, somewhat awkwardly because what would have, if the Gemara is trying to ask two separate questions, what would the Gemara, how would you have expected the Gemara to ask this question? The Rajba himself told him, Chada. Oh, you have expected us to say, right, and Hachez Chazi Yishish, Va'od Havi Davar Shev Erva, Vei Davar Shev Erva, Mishnai. That would have been classic Gemara phrasing. But the Gemara, maybe the Vav helps a little bit. It's still, the Havi also really sounds like, well, step one, step two. It sounds like basically there's one question going on. So some of that going to try to work on, you know, how would that, how, it's okay. Tosus already is at least addressing If it's two separate kashas, why do we need the second one? Why are we piling on the second kasha? We're way good with the first one. So the Tosfos explain, well, two separate kashas, but there's a reason that there's a little bit of a weakness in the first kasha. So that's why I asked the second time. I said, why are you wearing your sweatshirt that has a hole in it? Okay. Then maybe it's, it has a hole, but still keeps me somewhat warm. But then that's why I came with the second kasha. So if it was just a little chilly, I'd have to get a sweatshirt with a hole in it, maybe. But if it's 80 degrees, you don't need to be, if it's not chilly at all, what? Okay. But in calls that, it's darker than the lush. In Svara, Tosfos is helping. Yeah, why do you ask two questions? But the first one is not as strong as the second one. The second one patches up the hole, the gap, the first one needs. But the problem is not as far as they lush in Agamara, remains sticky. It remains sticky. So, the first actor raises that. And raises two other ones. I need you to think about two other kashas. Or I'll tell you one other kasha, and I need you to imagine the other one. Again, let's remember where we are, let's encapsulate what the Gemara said and what our problems are with the Gemara, and we'll add drop more and we'll call it a morning. The Gemara had raised the problem of if the Takara v'Panapa Nechpam is Laman L'Shema, the Libo, how would it help to have one? The first answer to that was it's Eidach and Nami Surah. Which the Gemara attack, it's not Eidach and Nami Surah because it's Ischazik Isura, Darush of Error. So, the Chalal were wondering, problem one is, what was the movement from Habit to Nastam? You didn't think the Darush of Error initially? Of course, Darush of Error. And in Simon Chavdal, in Eretz Tzvir, Shekhtar put together many of what, much of what the Rakutras and what the Rav had explained about Lashma and Get over the course of years of Shiurim. That's the way he presents Simcha Abdallah on space. That's the way he presents this problem. What's the movement from Abdul Masah? Paris Yaakov says, let's dig in more. Number one, the Rishon already raised the problem of how do you read the two pieces to this kasha. As we saw, many Rishon are saying either explicit like the Rashi or implicit like Tosfos, but these really are two separate questions. But that raises the problem of the language of the Gemara doesn't seem to reflect that. Havi, Vehavi, Kalomar, it's not super smooth. The second, so that's kasha number two. How do you read the language? One kasha, two kasha, what's going on? And then, kasha number three, Ferris Yaakov says, is this isn't really a. What were the two pieces? Cheskas Isser and Davar Sheva Erba. So he says, on the one hand, there's too much altogether. On the other hand, neither piece really works. Kasha number three is it's not actually against Cheskas Isser, is it? Cheskas Isser would mean that the woman used to be married and the shliach comes and says, she is divorced. I know she got divorced, she's no longer married. That would be Keneged Cheskas Isser. This is not Keneged Cheskas Isser. The shliach isn't saying she got divorced. He's saying this get was written Lashma. Do you have a chazaka that get used to not be Lashma? No. The woman is becheskes eishes ish. The shlich isn't claiming that that's changed yet. He says, I brought this get so that she can she can unbecome an eishes ish. But she hasn't yet unbecome an eishes ish. He's not connected cheskes isher. The cheskes isher she was and still is an eishes ish. His statement is this get was written with Shema. Not exactly Cheskas Isser. And then, you can think about question four, he also points out, not exactly Davar Sheva Erba. Why? Why is it not exactly Davar Sheva Erba? That's what the Marma Kamos along the bottom of the first column on the Kamos should point out. A lot of times, supporting information isn't Davar Sheva Erba, at least that we'll talk more about that in the future. We'll come back to this. We're going to have a kasha which we need to understand. In answering it, we're going to discover the rough point we have a lot of richness about the whole din of Lishma.